everybody. Welcome back to the Independent Author Podcast. I'm Tom Kranz, and this podcast is about people who are either independent authors or self-published authors, people who follow their passion for writing wherever it takes them, in many cases while maintaining a full-time life doing something else before they hit fame and fortune. And anyway, that was kind of my dream. I don't see fame and fortune anywhere down the road, but I do enjoy writing. I've enjoyed it since I was in high school. And I'm guessing that my guest today is in the same category. My guest is Calvin Fisher. He's a software engineer currently residing in Denver. And he's just released his first novel, a science fiction novel called Northfield. Calvin, how are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty well, Tom. Thanks for having me on the show.
Yeah, of course. So tell us, I haven't read your whole book, but I've read about the first three chapters or so. And I got to say, it instantly grabbed me. And it kind of reminded me a little bit of Mel Gibson's character in The Road Warrior. It seems to be about a lone hero. I actually don't know if he's a hero yet, but he sounds like he is, dealing with an Earth that you can't even breathe the air. You need a gas mask to go out because of whatever happened there. Tell us just a little bit about the story without giving away too much.
Yeah, for sure. So Northfield is set in a post-apocalyptic world. The main character, Northfield's in a really bad situation. In this toxic world, people are just very cold and harsh towards one another. It's a very cold place to be, but he's trying to retain his humanity through whatever means and just honor his dead wife. The thing, though, is an adversary blackmails him, and he has to choose whether to honor his wife in the memory of her or to survive, because if he doesn't assassinate a man, he'll be killed himself. But little does he know, his target holds the key to saving the world.
Wow, that sounds pretty big. The things that drew me in right away are, of course, it starts kind of very focused on one character, which I find actually much easier to deal with when I'm reading anything. We're starting on this one guy, and it goes into a lot of detail about his life, his living conditions. You paint some great word pictures and descriptions about what it's like living in a world where you can't step outside without a gas mask, and how all the buildings are set up with these air filters, and the constant dialogue he has with his late wife. I haven't gotten to how she died yet. I'm sure that's an important part of the story. And I can see already that he's already kind of grappling with her image and her memory and his version of God. The thing that I like about this and science fiction in general, good science fiction is always about people, right? The atmosphere that they're living in and kind of the toys that they're dealing with in the future, they're part and parcel of the story, but the stories are always about people and humanity and human emotions. What was your approach to this when you started writing it?
I think you pretty much summed it up with what you were just saying as far as character was the most important part of me, and making sure especially got the main character right, as well as all the side characters you meet and grow to care about along the way. The science fiction stuff is important, and all the drapings with that, as well as the plot, but really the heart of the story is the characters, and I tried to keep a mind on that the entire time while writing and revising.
Did you always want to write science? So this is your first novel. I assume this is your first novel that has either been published for you or you self-published. Why did you decide to go for science fiction? Has that just always been an interest of yours?
I've always, since I was a little kid, I've been a comic book reader. So that sort of realm of science fiction, sort of the fantastical, has always drawn me in. But Northfield actually started as a thriller, sort of in the vein of something like Vince Flynn or Tom Clancy. It was only after sort of scrapping that project that Northfield sort of came out of it. So sort of figuring out that it wanted to be post-apocalyptic was sort of the key to making everything work. Sort of fascinatingly enough, it didn't really start as post-apocalyptic.
So we've talked about the post-apocalyptic dystopian theme a couple times now. And I mentioned Road Warrior. It's one of my favorite movies, along with the latest one with Tom Hardy.
Mad Max Fury Road.
Yes. So, and in the novel I wrote, we also have a dystopian. What do you think is our fascination with that? Do we just think we're all kind of resigned to the fact that Earth's going to come to an end one day? Or what? Why do you think this is such a recurring theme in sci-fi?
I think it's because it's a genre that sort of lets us look at our worst nightmares in a way, at least as a society, our societal worst nightmares. And we get to see characters who we can relate to sort of grapple with these really hard worlds and just situations, and seeing them overcome the bad spots they're in, I think really inspires us and gives us a lot of strength. So I think that's the biggest draw of science fiction, is seeing people beat the nightmares that we find.
Sure. Tell me a little bit about your writing process. How long did it take you to write this? Where and when do you write? Do you like shut a door and say, okay, I'm going to sit down and write now? Or do you just kind of do it in the course of your day-to-day life? How do you do what you do?
So I started writing Northfield back in 2017 was when I started. I finished the first draft later that year in December of 2017. And I got around to publishing it in 2020. Between them, I sort of go back and forth between editing and working on Northfield and working on other novels, but sort of a four-year journey in total.
Did you self-edit this book?
I did a lot of self-editing, and then sort of at the last point, I hired a professional freelance editor to polish it up and sort of make sure everything was prim and proper.
Yeah, I mean, it reads really well. There's no question, you know, you paint great pictures with your words. There's no confusion. You know, I don't have to kind of figure out what did he mean by that. It reads really well, and I think that's a function of good editing and actually good thoughtfulness in putting this together. Do you think you're going to write another novel? You said novels, so I'm guessing you have others in the works, or another one in the works.
I do, yeah. Working on a sequel to Northfield currently, and I've got a couple other things sort of in the works as well.
All right, so Northfield by Calvin Fisher, and it's Fisher, correct?
Yep, that's correct.
I got Fishers in my life. We throw a C in there too. Calvin Fisher, Northfield. It's available on Amazon, and I can't wait to finish it. Calvin, I really appreciate you joining me. Watch out for the snowflakes, and good luck with your continued writing.
Thanks so much, Tom. I appreciate being on the show.
All right, man.
Are you an independent author looking for a venue to publicize your work? The Independent Author Podcast is considering authors for future guest segments. Contact the Independent Author Podcast by emailing podcast@theindependentauthor.com. That's podcast@theindependentauthor.com. We'll talk.